talk with Michael Finney. He's president and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Michael, how are you?
Good, good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. You have a huge event I know you'd like to talk about. Tell us about it.
I'm not sure I know what event you're talking about, Tony.
We're talking about the economic summit that's going to be held. You've got a lot of experts coming from around the country to talk about it.
Okay, yeah. So we have a group of corporate site selectors that will be in town within the next couple weeks, primarily focused on selling them on opportunities to refer their clients to Michigan as a source for expansions and growth.
Michael, why I wanted to talk about this is lately here on this program, we have been hearing commercial spots from not only Indiana, but from Louisiana, inviting business and people to come down to their town, not only to visit as tourists, but also to do business there. And I hadn't heard that in my more than 2 years here on the program. So people are coming to Michigan trying to get business.
Well, that's not a new thing. Unfortunately, one of the things that happens in the economic development world is that from state to state and community to community, there has been a lot of efforts to attract business from other locations. And so this is not something that's new to us. We see it on a regular basis. And what we have to do is ensure that Michigan is, in fact, the most desirable place for our businesses to locate and frankly, grow. I think some of the actions that were taken last year by changing the tax laws in the state, moving away from the Michigan business tax to the corporate income tax, helped position Michigan much more favorably than we historically were. And so it makes it more difficult for businesses, other states to swoop in and try and attract Michigan businesses away. We also have a major economic gardening conference that's coming, and I think that's going to create even a bigger picture of the opportunities that exist for Michigan-based companies to be successful. And in this case, we're hosting a national conference on economic gardening. And again, there are many other states who love to have, these great manufacturing companies we have, and we have to do everything we can to ensure that Michigan is, in fact, the most cost-effective location with the best talent for them to operate in. So that's really what we're trying to do.
Michael, explain to our audience what economic gardening is.
Essentially, it's an effort to assist Michigan-based companies to help them grow here as opposed to having them consider other options around the country. We think that if you take care of businesses that are in your state, in your community right now, the likelihood that they will grow and prosper is fairly high. If you don't pay attention to them, other communities, other states will, in fact, come in and convince them that they can, be more successful located someplace other than Michigan. And we were victims of that for a lot of years. And so by going to an economic gardening approach, we're looking at all the potential resources that companies may need, starting with talent, financial assistance. A lot of businesses need help with, financing debt, and that's been a challenge in Michigan, so we've put in place some tools to help. We also help with market research, export assistance, a variety of tools that companies have identified as being helpful to them. We're providing those, and the concept of economic gardening is literally helping to grow your own.
Michael, you mentioned what's been done to help business here in the state of Michigan. What else can we do legislatively and outside the political arena to make business more fruitful here in our state?
The biggest challenge is ensuring that our messaging is friendly to business. Make sure that we stay connected to businesses across the state, and we've got strategies to do that. We've got a variety of partner economic development organizations that are playing a major role in that regard. Every opportunity that we have to get our elected officials in front of businesses, we try and do that, and we're trying to do it in positive and constructive ways. But the biggest challenge we have is, in fact, ensuring that we have the talent that businesses want. And so a lot of the effort that we have underway is trying to ensure that talent is, first of all, available and interested in working in companies that are here in Michigan, and we're helping to facilitate the connectedness between the individuals and the businesses.
We have talked with owners of high-tech companies here in Michigan, and we're consistently told here on the program that there are thousands and thousands of high-tech, high-paying jobs, but number one, they don't have the employees to fix that, and those employees don't have the experience or the education, and number two, that the workforce that's out there doesn't have the resources or is not aware of these jobs. What can be done to help these areas?
Well, first of all, that's good feedback from employers to us so that we are focused on the right things, and we're paying attention to that messaging. And by the way, it's not strictly technology jobs. There's all kinds of jobs for skilled and semi-skilled labor. I'm talking positions like machinists and welders and so many others. So you shouldn't think that this is exclusively an issue for technology plays. It's also an issue for other skilled labor, particularly in the manufacturing sector. And so in Michigan now, we have tens of thousands of jobs that are currently available that we're working to get filled. And you know, part of the challenge is ensuring that job seekers have the skill set that's required, and that then requires us to work with our community colleges, with our higher ed system, as a way of ensuring that the skills that are needed are in fact available through the educational system. We're also working with the Michigan Works agencies around the state who provide an awful lot of worker assessment and skills training to ensure that they are in fact providing the kind of training that's needed based on the job opportunities that are there right now. I mean, it's a real challenge. It's not just a challenge for Michigan. It's a challenge for the entire country because an awful lot of highly skilled workers left the workforce and have essentially retired over the past several years while we were in recession. And many of those folks are not coming back into the workforce in significant numbers. And so it leaves this gap that we're talking about. And virtually every state in the country is struggling to ramp up to meet the demands of employers who are, enjoying some pretty significant growth right now.
All right, Michael, before I let you go, tell us a little bit more about the Port Lansing 2012 Global Logistics Conference.
Yeah, so Lansing is one of the successful regions in going after one of the Michigan or next Michigan development corporations. Essentially, we are focused on maximizing the potential for transportation and logistics in our state. The Lansing region is one of the regions where we feel very strongly that there's some real upside opportunity. So this conference will be an opportunity for them to showcase, you know, everything that is an opportunity from the Lansing region, and we're excited to be able to support them in that regard.
Michael Finney is the president and CEO of the MEDC. Michael, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.